Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Chris Cuomo going to begin his pre-planned week-long vacation. That's what he said earlier this week. Pre-planned. I love how they do that. See, because Chris Cuomo's bro, big bro, Andrew LoveGov, he's under fire. And Chris was going to help him torpedo the women who were accusing big bro of sexual abuse, sexual harassment, whatever how you want to call it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So Chris Cuomo made it clear this was a pre-planned vacation. It has nothing to do with the network putting pressure on him by saying, you know what? What you did was unethical. You're working with your brother as a journalist, and you're gathering information so you could potentially hammer these women, get them on air, interview them. What about this and your sexual proclivities and whatever else that she may be up to? The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is who you're listening, what you're listening to. I am the proprietor of it, Kevin Jackson. Go to that website. I promise you we have everything there. A new social media site will launch there. We have the Flick Fest. I hope you're a movie buff. Even if you're not, support it. Help us put a dent in Hollywood going forward, man. If you could help that would be enormous. Anyway, that's where we do everything. And by the way, you can read my articles. I've written about Fredo Cuomo and his brother, as Uday and Kuse. These two that have run roughshod over New York. There are dozens, if not hundreds, of women that these two guys have just you unimaginable things they've done to women, and they've gotten away with. Yeah, and it's more than Donald Trump's grabbing them by the pink pink. It's a lot worse. But you're never going to hear it. Just like you're never going to hear what happened at Epstein Island. You're never going to hear completely what Weinstein did. You want to know why? Because leftists know their part. They are complicit in all of it. They condone it. They encourage it. They enable it. And then they run, oh, look at what Cuomo did to me. And then others are like, I can't believe Cuomo did it. And then, you know what? The dirty secret that's wide open for the left? Everybody knows Cuomo is the love gov. The love gov. And little Fredo's walking in behind him, picking up the scraps. Oh, did my brother hurt you? Well, why don't you come into my bedroom and I will help you to heal your pain. Man, if people have been, they are fearful to tell stories about the Cuomos. Fearful. Cuomo could have you axed, and I ain't talking about question, the way black people say ask. He could have you killed, okay? Just like Hillary. He could have you dispatched. Call up a couple of union goons. Call up a couple of Rukin. Well, that's Chicago gang. He knows gang people. This guy has people to do his dirty work. The only thing he's got to do is make sure that whoever's brokering his dirty work, like that dude Liam, what's the show? That they have on Showtime, where the guy's a fixer, you know, bad stuff happens to the celebs, and he goes in and takes care of business. Liv Schreiber, that's the guy's name that's in it. I forget the name of the show, but it's a great series. But he's a fixer. Everyone, the governor, they have a guy like that that takes care of everything, and that guy can be trusted going to his grave. Very few people like that. And as bad as it is to talk about them, you know, like to know, to have to admit they exist, I'm telling you, the mindset of somebody that you can trust 100% with your information and you know they will take it to their grave, I love them. They may be bad people and do bad things, but let me tell you, that quality needs to exist in more human beings. Because too many people are ready to profiteer off of you. And you can bet the Cuomos, each of them has at least one person like that who will shut down the opposition, who will make sure nothing happens to that family. Go watch shows like Billionaire. They got them. They got guys that dig up dirt. What do you think Mario was doing? These women hadn't even been identified, and Cuomo was like, don't worry, we got the dirt. Get my fixer. They get the guy in. He's like, give me a list of the ladies. Boom. He gets that information out to 15 different private investigators. They start asking questions of friends. They start strong-arming. Next thing you know, man, people shut up. Zippity-zip. Zip my lips. I'm not saying anything about the LoveGov. And one of the assemblymen in New York said, man, he is so bad. This guy threatens you, and he will make it happen. You better believe his threats. Let's go back to Fredo. The vacation comes after a week in which New York Attorney General issued a report detailing multiple allegations of sexual harassment against his brother, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Chris Cuomo, who has not covered his brother's scandal on his CNN primetime show, described the vacation as a pre-planned yearly tradition. Every year I take my birthday week off, Chris Cuomo said on CNN's The Handoff podcast, listened to by dozens, which he cohorts with fellow CNN host Don Lemon. I'm looking forward to it, he says. Cuomo said he'll be spending this week at his home in Long Island with his family. Yeah, you know, because he's a rich guy. $6 million a year, plus all kinds of incentives because he's the LoveGov's bruv. You get what I'm saying? So he makes more money outside of CNN than he probably makes at CNN. And don't forget, he's the guy that became a super spreader during the lockdown. His brother's the LoveGov. He went out in the neighborhood talking to people. No mask, no nothing. But I love how they say, it was pre-planned. We do it every year, Don. It's my birthday week. I always take my birthday week off. Okay, great. Maybe he does. I'm not debating it. But do you really have to tell, it's pre-planned? No, there's nothing here, man. Okay, so what? You caught me going over the data with my brother on these women, and CNN is mad at me, and my co-hosts are going, peers are going, wait a minute, dude, this doesn't look good. Even for us, fake news, this does not look good, Fredo. Look, all he's got to do is say, look, I have a vacation I take during my birthday. But also, in light of what's going on at the network, I don't want to bring a lot of negative press. So it was perfect timing. That I get. But they want to sell us on the idea that, oh, no. It was pre-planned. This has nothing to do with him being under fire or his brother being under fire or the potential collusion that these plaintiffs now have against CNN and anybody else. No, this is just happenstance. We got a lot of leftist happenstance for you. Keep it here, folks.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316.
That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
A lot of hoopla over Barack Obama's birthday party, like anybody should really give a crap. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to give us a call. Good that Barack Obama had a party. It did not involve social distancing. I saw a thing that said, oh, well, he encouraged everybody to get a shot. Encouraged. Did they check them? Did they verify? Did they require a vaccine passport to get to see Barack Obama on Martha's Vineyard in his multi-million dollar house doing a lavish party that had all the pretty people? All of them. Were you invited? Congratulate Barack Obama. Versus pointing out the hypocrisy. Oh, I get it. I understand that knee-jerk response. How dare he throw a super spreader party? How dare he? That's what you do. You throw a party to celebrate your birthday. It shouldn't require masks and vaccines and a whole bunch of other stuff. That's what we should be celebrating, the sanity. Barack Obama actually brought sanity to the discussion around Wu flu nonsense. I love doing what I do because I get to tell people, I get to show them, hey, look, if you stop for a second and think about what message you're trying to portray, this guy is right up your alley. He did exactly what you want him to do. He showcased hypocrisy at its finest, and you should embrace it. Look, it's good enough for Barack, for baby black Jesus. We miss the mark every time, almost every time in marketing. We really do. Discuss the idea that everybody should be throwing parties. That is the normal. Oh, Kevin, we've got a pandemic. It's so funny to me to hear people. I was having a discussion with some fan. She heard me on Bill Cunningham's show. And she's like, why don't you just tell people that it's okay to get the shot? And I go, you know, why don't you just mind your business? Really? I'm not going to tell people it's okay to get the shot. I'll tell you this. It's okay if you decide you want to get the shot. That part I'll tell you. But all the other data says I'm not getting it. And it's a valid discussion. And here we are right now, supposedly, right? We're in the midst of a pandemic. Everybody's scared to death. But all the elites went to Barack Obama's party. Party! Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Party! Yeah, they all went. And it's funny because, you know, it was supposed to be a scaled back event that they threw at his multi-million dollar mansion, and they had to put up a tent. There were super spreaders all over the place. People that supposedly we encourage you to get vaccinated. But if you're not, that's okay. Come on in. You flew in on your private jet. You might as well take advantage of it. Yeah. Embrace it, folks. Use it as a marketing tool. A high profile, I'll get it out, high profile leftist disregarded all of the Wu flu protocols. It's like he said Fauci doesn't exist. Barack Obama, look, Fauci for everybody else. He's for people that are not of my level. And my party, which was scale back, well, we deserve to do whatever we want because we are the elitist. Yeah, so here was a story that justified the crowd. This is so it's when a New York Post is writing about a New York Times reporter who received backlash on social media after making a comment on another network that critics believe dismissed concerns about former President Obama's star-studded maskless birthday party over the weekend. Oh, yeah. Do as I say, not as I do. New York Times White House correspondent Annie Carney discussed the controversy surrounding Obama's much criticized Martha's Vineyard celebration, where he was seen not wearing a mask and used the term sophisticated crowd. You guys thought I was messing with you when I was talking like this, eh? Like Thurston Howell on Gilligan's Island. Yeah, she called it a sophisticated crowd, saying the guests were following all safety protocols. The clip sparked outrage on social media, including from journalist Glenn Greenwald, who wondered aloud why more people weren't concerned about the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus at Obama's party. You want to know why more people aren't worried? You want to know why? Let Kevin Jackson of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com explain why. Because it's a scam. And at the level of Obama, the elite level, they know it's a scam. All Obama at this point is trying to figure out is how he can make money off of it. And at this, to be honest with you, Obama's so lazy, he's got enough money now. He's not even trying to make money on a scam. But he knows it's a scam. That's why he didn't have any masks. That's why he didn't follow any safety precautions. That's why, quite frankly, none of us should. The only safety precautions you should be following for the Wu flu are the safety precautions you follow in your regular life. It's funny. Oh, you need to social distance back your distance here. From what data? Can you imagine me interviewing Fauci or going against him in a debate? Stop hitting the desk, Kevin. Going against Fauci in a debate. And I say to Fauci, give me your scientific evidence about 6 feet. Just explain it. Explain why 6 feet was the norm, and then it went to 5 feet. Please explain that. You understand the droplets of spit? Are you telling me that we don't eventually breathe the same air? Are you not familiar with the butterfly effect, Dr. Fauci? I mean, I could go on. I would destroy this little leprechaun. But guess what? Nobody's going to pressure him or put anything on. Oh, well, the Delta variant. They're talking about this Delta variant that, as we all know now, is more communicable, but a lot less deadly. How much less deadly can you get from a very less deadly disease? Oh, Kevin, people are dying. I got friends, family members who've died from this. I have a friend right now who's sick from it. And here's what I'll tell you. It was a Chinese flu that got introduced. It does kill people like the regular flu, but it is no more deadly than the regular flu. And I can give you statistics and numbers that will debunk anything the so-called experts say, period. And don't even get me started on the kids. This lady was in this debate with me. Was like, Kevin, surely you think that the kids has got to do this for the kids. I'm like, are you kidding? 339, or I believe that's the number, kids have died from Wu flu ages 12 to 18 over 18 months. As many of you know, if you listen to the program, three times that amount die in a year from suicide. So suicide is a much bigger issue than contracting the Wu flu. Are the teachers going to strike when the kids go, over suicide? No. Leftists are always looking for a reason to make up an excuse about something. Short break. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo is resigning following a bombshell sexual harassment report. Cuomo saying it's best for the state and will only help New York move forward. It will be effective in 14 days.
On this vote, the yeas are 69, the nays are 30. The bill, as amended, is passed.
Vice President Kamala Harris announcing the tally as the Senate passes a roughly $1 trillion infrastructure package with broad bipartisan support, advancing a central piece of President Biden's economic agenda that will amount to one of the most substantial federal investments in roads, bridges, and rail in decades. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi saying she will not take up the bill until the Senate also passes a $3.5 trillion human infrastructure plan. You're listening to USA Radio News. The White House is levying new sanctions on a European country.
The White House is levying new sanctions against allies of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko on the one-year anniversary of his disputed re-election. The Treasury Department announced sanctions Monday against 23 people and 21 entities that are linked to the regime and the violent crackdown on protesters following last year's elections. The statement also cited the forced landing of a passenger aircraft passing through Belarus's airspace so that police could arrest a prominent opposition journalist as justification for the new sanctions. Lukashenko said Monday at a press conference there was no need for sanctions as he was ready to negotiate with the West. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is warning school officials that they could lose pay if they require students to wear masks. The governor saying on Monday the State Board of Education could move to withhold the salary of superintendents or school board members. DeSantis saying he wants to protect parent and students' rights. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Talking about Barack Obama's big birthday bash. Not that I give a crap. But it's Black Camelot whenever you speak about the Obamas, right? The smartest president ever. The guy who made Illinois what it is. Who? Abraham Lincoln who? Right? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're looking at, listening to, whatever. However you discover me, I'm just glad that you did. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Be sure to check us out over there. Our merch is amazing. It's my messaging, so I hope you go and check it out. And there's lots of stuff over there to help you save money, so check that out as well. Talking about Obama's big bash, the fact that all these sophisticates showed up and there were no masks. And all these other things, but there's a lot more surrounding this because let's remember, Barack Obama was the savior of Illinois. The dude was from Chicago. He was a community organizer. It must be, Chicago's got to be doing well right now, right? Shouldn't that remain a priority for the former president of the United States to go and protect all these black folks? Yeah, well, while Obama partied, Chicago do what it do. It did what it do. You want to know what Chicago did? Over the weekend when Obama partied, by the way, don't worry about when you listen to this program, disregard Obama's party, because what I'm going to show you is the ironies and hypocrisies. I call it ironic hypocrisies or hypocritical ironies. Take your pick of leftism, leftists in general. While Obama partied, at least 47 people were shot in less than 24 hours in Chicago. Seven of them were shot fatally. Including one police officer who died, two who were shot. That's what happened while Barack Obama partied. Yeah. While he partied. Let's see. She and her partner, this cop that was killed, were making a traffic stop in the West Inglewood neighborhood. I won't bother to tell you the ethnicity of that neighborhood, okay? You get it? The slain officer's partner was also wounded and remained hospitalized from his injuries. The violence began Saturday night. It included two mass shootings in separate Gresham nightclubs and an apparent murder-suicide in an apartment, according to this report that I'm looking at here. So the officer got shot at 9 p.m. as they attempted to make a traffic stop, and they tell you where. Police sources and a family member identified the officer as Ella French. By the way, Ella French was coming off of maternity leave when she goes to do a routine traffic stop that got her killed and her partner critically injured. Routine. And you want to know who put the target on the backs of those police officers? One baby black Jesus Barack Obama, baby. That's who did it. He's the one who started the war on police in this country again, reprise, whatever, however you want to look at it. But he put it on steroids. Let's put it that way. By the way, are you guys aware we got through the Michael Brown anniversary, the death of his shooting, without anything getting torched? Maybe it's because people are finally realizing you don't need to torch a country over a black thug. But it is funny that Barack Obama was partying as Michael Brown's anniversary came up and his 47 people in his old hometown were shot up. Now Barack is hanging out with white folks over at Martha's Vineyard. And from what I was told, he dances like one. Sorry, white people. I'm not trying to offend you. I do watch So You Think You Can Dance. I know y'all can dance, but not Barack Obama. Seven people were shot and one killed in a mass shooting inside a lounge. And they described where. This was in Gresham. A gunman, 24, shot a 37-year-old man twice in the neck and three times in the back after the two had a verbal altercation. As you can see, Barack Obama's community outreach certainly worked in the black community to make people learn how to defuse situations and not resort to, let's just say it, folks, illegal firearms. Guy ain't supposed to have a gun in Chicago. What? Is he undercover cop? What? If he's an undercover cop, don't you think we would know if a cop shot some people in a nightclub? Five other people were injured during the shooting. A 23-year-old man suffered a graze to the face. A 37-year-old woman shot in the back. She stabilized. 38-year-old shot in the stomach in critical condition. 56-year-old shot in the elbow where he was stabilized. 33-year-old shot in the upper body. Blah, blah, blah. He was stabilized. Here's what I want to say about all these shootings that happen every single week, every single day, and certainly on the weekends, twice on Sunday in these urban indoctrination centers, specifically in the black areas, because you don't hear anything about the people that got shot after the fact. You know, I was looking at WuFlu stats and people were, oh, look at this terrible, you know, person that got the WuFlu and they're intubated and all this other stuff. And I say, you know what? Fantastic. I get it. You want to feel for them. Feel sorry for them. No problem. But do you have any sympathy for the people, the 47 people who were shot, seven who got killed? So what about the 40 who remain probably in critical condition, life changed forever, every day, every weekend? Double-digit numbers of people shot, many people killed. Think about the July 4th weekend in Chicago where 108 people were shot and 19 people were killed. Have you seen a story on the outcome of any of that violence? Did any of the perps get caught? Were they made to pay restitution? This is Obama's hood. You would think he would be still concerned about it after the fact. So what? He's no longer president, wink, wink, of the United States. Shouldn't he be concerned? If my hometown were getting shot up like that, I promise you, I would be there trying to figure out what to do, how we could help. But you know what Barack Obama was doing? Little baby black Jesus was getting his groove on. Yeah, baby. Bump, 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 bump. He was dancing and jamming. People getting shot in mass shootings in his hometown, and this man's jamming. People flying in on their corporate, on their private jets, rather. Hanging out with Barack, the scaled back party of sophisticates. So this New York Times reporter, we'll go back to some of these victims, but I think you get the point, right? The New York Times reporter on CNN justifying Obama's huge maskless birthday bash, I'm reading this, because he only invited a sophisticated and vaccinated crowd is what the lady said. What this New York Times reporter, first of all, how, pardon me, how does she know? that everybody was vaccinated? How does she know that everybody was sophisticated? Because let me tell you something. If you get invited to an Obama party, I'm already suspect about your level of sophistication. Oh, Hood Rat Barry is going to invite nothing but sophisticates. I saw a few of the people who were on the guest list. They ain't that sophisticated. But see, they've already made a distinction. This girl here at the New York Times reporter, she wanted you to understand that if you didn't get an invitation, you are not sophisticated. And oh, by the way, I checked everyone's vaccination records. They were all vaccinated. Don't you know? Come on. We all know this. You know, of course, all these elitists followed the rules. They all came within their, you know, in their Volts or Chevy Volts and their Priuses and whatever. And, you know, they or they bicycled there, didn't they? They bicycled to the vineyard. Or maybe they flew in on their very fat carbon producing private jets with their chauffeur driven limousines and showed up to a party that probably could have fed a country in Africa for a week. But no, Barack Obama, he's okay. I want to go back to my original point. I don't care about his super spreader party. I encourage it. Barack Obama did what everybody should do. You throw a party and you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. You want to get be vaccinated, be vaccinated. But if you just want to live normal life, live normal life. Because let me tell you what's coming, people. They're waiting on FDA approval of any of these vaccines. And then they want to put the hammer down. And the only thing that's going to save you is you fighting back and you saying, but what about Barack Obama's party? You know, it's kind of like the Hillary Clinton defense. I don't know. So what? There's evidence about it. I mean, it doesn't mean that I intended to shoot the guy. I mean, if I were any of these people that were shooting people in Chicago, I'd say, look, I would love for you to understand my intent, because just because I had a gun and I was aiming at that guy does not mean I intended to kill him. It doesn't even mean that I intended to shoot him. The gun just went off. It did its own thing. What's that got to do with me, man? So they have this lavish party, which he should. He's made his money. He's ripped off the American public. He's sold snake oil good enough to where he can retire and do his thing. Got the Barack and Michelle, baby black Jesus and black Camelot, as they describe it. Embrace it. Tell people, hey, that was a heck of a party, a maskless party thrown by the non-conforming, woo-flu-mandated Barack Obama. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I rather enjoy dissecting the lies and the hypocrisies of the left. I really do. And they come fast and furious. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're looking at, listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Chris Cuomo colluding with his brother to bash the... What number is it now? Is it 11? I believe it's 11 women. There's a lot more, I assure you, who were sexually harassed by the LoveGov. And now he's conveniently taking his annual vacation he says he takes every year during his birthday. The timing was pretty convenient. And of course, he's apologized to the staff and all of CNN because, and gotten his, you know, wrist slapped because he was colluding to bring down these women who accuse his brother, rightfully, I would say, of sexual harassment. I love the irony. This is probably going to bring down both Cuomos. Good. Gavin Newsom's under fire. Why? Because he's a lying skank. His energy policy has fallen flat. He's having to rescind his executive order on energy in California because he can't keep the lights on. Hey, you ought to talk to Tom Baudet, Motel 6, because he'll keep the lights on for you, Gavin. What else we got? AOC, she says she's not ruling out running against Schumer. Was that a shot over the bow to the old Jewish guy that is a Puerto Rican girl going to be senator for the New York people going forward, bro? Yeah, why not? New York deserves a senator who's a bartender and doesn't even know how to use her own degree in what, economics? I could go on. We're talking about Barack Obama, though, folks. We're talking about baby black Jesus throwing his maskless birthday party. Good for him. And they supposedly a party of sophisticates who were all vaccinated, according to a New York Times reporter. And she called them. She said it was a sophisticated and vaccinated crowd. So it's okay. And it is okay. Parties should be thrown with nobody wearing masks. Look, I'll put it to you this way. If I'm going to a party, I'm not sick. Let me ask you, have you ever rejected doing something that you really like to do because you weren't feeling well? Of course you have. I could have been invited to the Trump's, whatever, a big Trump bash. If I feel sick, I'm not going.
Oh, I'm just going to show up and be over in the corner with my blankets on it.
Well, your body tells you, man, don't go. But not with the left. I mean, not that this matters in terms of sick or not. I'm just saying some leftists may show up to Obama's party sick. I don't know. But I don't think the body lets you. I think the body pretty much shuts you down, even when you are lunatics like the leftists. But I want history to note that I called foul on this scam. Barack Obama, in his own way, validated what we already know, that you got to live life. Let me put it to you this way. If this scamdemic were as scary as they were making it, do you really believe the Obamas would throw a maskless birthday party for the great unwashed? The unvaccinated. Would they want to see papers? I mean, people flew in from all over for this party. It wasn't like it was localized. People were on jets flying in. I heard John Kerry showed up. Questlove and all these. Erykah Badu from Dallas. They were from all over showing up to this party. Who knows? I don't know how they got there. Probably mostly private jet or yachts. But the point is, it wasn't a little limited thing. It was hundreds of people, maybe more. I don't know. They described it as lavish, and they said they scaled it back. From what? From 5,000 to 2,000? So I don't know. But anyway, they said Obama was dancing, and they took down the video. And I was thinking, well, let's just say you ain't black. Apparently, Obama can't dance. I don't know. Oh, man. Maybe he's the best dancer out there, all smooth, you know, because he's supposed to be a smooth operator. Yeah. Come on over here, Michelle. And then when you're done, he move back. Reggie Love, get over here. Come on, Reggie. He was twerking for Reggie Love. Oh, man. And you know what's funny about that subject? So Obama and Reggie Love were seen walking on the beach in Hawaii on his birthday. Michelle did not join Barack Obama on his birthday in Hawaii. Instead, it was Barack Obama's boyfriend, friend boy, Reggie Love, appropriately named, who's walking on the beach with Barack Obama. But they don't want you to think anything about his LGBTQ status. It just cracked. I mean, look, if Barack is bi, who cares? At this stage of the game, even at that stage of the game, Barack Obama could have said he was into bestiality. He could have said whatever he wanted to say. I was captured by Martians where I had interplanetary sex with multiple organisms. And the LGBTQ is really 50 letters long after what I've been through. And they wouldn't have cared. But he didn't want to admit it while he's walking on the beach with Reggie Love. I wonder if Reggie was invited to the party or if Michelle Bandon, if she flexed those big old biceps and said, "You come to this party, boy, it's going to be a gun show." Bye. This shows you where my mind goes from time to time. Oh, my goodness. So this party's going on, and people are talking about it because they want Barack Obama. I'm talking about leftists. They want Barack Obama to show the right COVID protocols. Don't let anybody, you know, don't give the right any ammunition against us. And against insanity, and showcase common sense by not having everybody be masked. Are you kidding? These people pay money, big money for Botox and their big, beautiful, pearly teeth and everything. And you think they don't want to show them? They get their makeup done, man. And you think these sophisticates are going to wear masks? They hate that. They hate it. You should embrace it. You should talk about it. Hey, let's all throw an Obama. We should all be throwing Obama bashes in celebration of this. The next party you have, call it the Obama super spreader bash. Because let me tell you what they aren't going to tell you. They will not announce anybody getting sick from this party, anybody dying, anybody catching the dreaded Wu flu. Nothing. This party is going to be it's sanctified. This party has been prayed over.
Hey, glory, this party. I want to just give a shout out to the good Lord for this party here.
I mean, it's been prayed over. They are not going to let anybody die. Nothing. But they're going to give them a reprimand. Now, listen, we got away with it. But that we do not want to do this kind of thing going forward because this is bad. This could be really bad for the country. And you can hear Fauci. While the party that Barack Obama threw did not reveal any antigens, and you know, he'll use some big words that nobody knows, and myofascial salafisins, well, we don't recommend that other people do this because the likelihood of having these myofascialapians spread with the antigens and the didopamines is a possibility or not. Rapper Trap Beckman and his manager TJ Chapman posted Instagram photos of the food and decor at the event, as well as themselves smoking marijuana, legal in Massachusetts, but the photos were deleted under the event's photography ban. Beckman and Chapman both posted about having to delete the photos. Had to delete everything due to the rules, Beckman said. It was epic for sure. If any videos surface, it's going viral. He danced the whole time. Nobody ever seen Obama like this before. Chapman was irritated. He says, epic night last night, he said in the video. I posted some stories of myself. Didn't think anybody gave a dang. And I guess they did. That's not cool. That's not cool. Erykah Badu posted a video on Instagram of Obama holding a microphone and dancing on stage at the party, but it was later deleted Sunday morning. Y'all never seen Obama like this in your life, Chapman said on Instagram afterward. Yeah. Well, America had a party president. We never got to see it, but he's partying now at his super spreader events. And I say to Barack Obama, way to go. Way to disregard all the Wu Flu protocols because you know it's a scam just like I do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.